With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brianna and Vincent, they're sitting chatting finances. Vincent, he just recently started his business and he wants to buy a house. So he's being very, like, you know, by the books, very firm and, and buttoned up with his financial situation. Brianna, she, you know, wants to enjoy their courtship and go out on dates, have experiences. So she's less... she's being less frugal than he is right now. Not to say she's not financially fit and responsible, but she's like, I want to spend. I want to enjoy this.
I work hard for my money. We can spend and hang out.
So they sit down, want to make sure they're both like financially sound people and start talking about budgets. And they're like running through their expenses. Brianna, she's a black woman who needs to get her hair done.
Hello.
She's got to get waxed. She's got to
I don't know about that, but
Yeah. $450 in personal maintenance, which that's like a lot to people, but braids does cost sometimes $200.
oh, that's low. I would say $200.
You pay more than that.
Oh, yeah. Costs, but I also get my hair done in less than 3 hours every time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't waste time. That's why. That's why I pay. Yeah.
But so yeah, $450 Vincent was obviously like disturbed when he saw that. He
was distraught. Yes, he was like, I guess. Yeah, he was.
That is a lot of money. Like, yeah, it takes a lot to look this good. So sit down, be quiet.
And she had a lot for clothes too.
Yeah, $400 on clothes a month. That was a little.
She's like, a sneakerhead. That's why.
Oh, she is.
Remember her closet? Yeah, she was like, I have like 70 pairs of shoes or something.
Okay.
Like,
all right,
being a sneakerhead will cost you.
Sneaker culture, then for sure. But otherwise, I was like, damn, what the fuck are you buying every month? New $400, new outfits? That's a lot of money.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. That's the category that she could definitely bring on down. Cause
yeah, and she's so small. She can probably wear like junior stuff. She could probably wear like stuff that costs less. You know what I'm saying?
That costs less. Yeah, I know. Oh, no. Then when they start talking about entertainment, Vincent wanted to budget $200.
It's Vincent, now Vincent. Vincent.
That is barely one night out for dinner.
That is, I mean, that is one night out for dinner. That, well, no, that's definitely more than one. That's like two nights out for dinner. But like, nights out for dinner for, we live in New York.
I guess. Yep. But if you're like having drinks or getting out, splitting a bottle, like once you add that in, you're at one something. Yeah, I guess that's two nights.
Yeah, that's two nights out. Two good ones, right? Two good ones with splitting a bottle and we're getting drinks, blah, blah, blah. Especially in Atlanta. But two nights out of 30 days?
Out of 30 days, though. In a fresh new marriage?
Yeah.
My dude.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, so he's like, all right, we go up it to $350. But yeah, in the end, their monthly expenses were $9,000 between the two of them, which I feel like wasn't terrible for two people
either.
Who are making like good money.
Yeah, and in Atlanta,
taking care of themselves.
Yes.
The music came in like dun dun. I was like, is that?
I know. Yeah, I don't think that's that bad. And their rent was like $1,750, and I was like, God damn it.
I know. Don't even.
Probably for a two-bedroom fucking loft.
Huge townhouse. Yeah. Can't even look at that.
God.
But yeah, Vincent, he was a little turned off. He's like, mm-hmm. I want to spend way less. I want to mm-hmm. save more. I want to spend more time at home. Mm-hmm. And Brianna, she's still very much like, I want to go out on dates. I want to be courted. I want to do all that, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. I think it is important. I think they're fine. I think they will meet somewhere in the middle.
Easily.
For
yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But I do think having similar financial habits mm-hmm. is important. I know Nate and I think the reason why we operate well when it comes to finances is we have very similar, just like thoughts on money, like how mm-hmm. we use and operate money. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very mm-hmm. much a saver and I spend on like experiences. Mm-hmm. And Nate is pretty much the same way. Mm-hmm. He's not much of a, I guess he spends more on clothes. I think he likes nicer things than I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very mm-hmm. much into thrifting and secondhand. But mm-hmm. Yeah, if he was like a crazy frugal person, that wouldn't work for me. Because I like to, mm-hmm. I will splurge mm-hmm. on experiences, going out to eat, things like that. And mm-hmm. I couldn't be with somebody who's like, kind of what Vince is trying to do. Like, let's stay in 28 days out of the month. Yeah, and save. Like, no, nigga, I want to go out to restaurants. That's why I'm living in New York. Like,
yeah, right.
Right. That's why you live in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's why you live in Atlanta.
Yeah. I think that's so important, having someone who has like a same view on money mm-hmm. and just like similar enough habits that you can meet in the middle.
Yes. Or if you, because I think two spenders is also bad, can be mm-hmm. bad, right?
You need somebody who can tighten up.
Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. as long as the spender has their like, own, because I feel like her sneakerhead habits don't need to be in the monthly budget, honestly.
Right. That's
you know, that's her
thing.
Money. Yeah. That's her thing. Right. And if she has $400, then she has $400. But she owes the couple, Brianna and Vincent, $800 mm-hmm. a month to save for the house or whatever.
Yeah. So you know, meet those requirements if you still buy sneakers like this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's also where you could have some like compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's if you don't happen to have two savers, I think that's fine. But you just have to, the other person has to know what the goals are for the couple.
Yes.
And be very stringent on those goals. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Nice little combo. Now, each person sits with an expert, either Pastor mm-hmm. Cal or Dr. Pepper. So Virginia sits with Pastor Cal and mm-hmm. they're talking about like what are, for each of the couples, they're going to, or each of the people, they're going to talk about like some unanswered questions or mm-hmm. unanswered like concerns that they have about their partner. So for Virginia, the first thing she brings up is how Eric made a very like a hard line that if she doesn't want kids, he's done.
He's out.
And so she has questions about that because she's like, I've expressed fears of being pregnant. I've mm-hmm. expressed fears about being a bad mom.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about, I'm glad she's in therapy because she's processing and dealing with a lot of stuff as she's going through this marriage with Eric.
Yeah.
But yeah, she talked about a conversation that she had with her dad recently about stuff mm-hmm. that she saw while she was a kid that mm-hmm. he didn't remember.
And
that's she said that's a fear of like her doing something to her kid, like mm-hmm. traumatizing them in some way, and then mm-hmm. you not even know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, that's a huge thing for her because Eric very much wants kids. He wants them tomorrow. And she's still reconciling like shit on about her own mother and father.
That, yeah. And also I think in the way back of her mind, she's like, and also you treat my dog like a, like you don't like treat my dog very nice. Yeah.
Basic training. So yeah, Pastor Cal's, you know, asking her like, what does marriage look like mm-hmm. to you? Like, what is marriage? And, mm-hmm. For her, it's like, you know, you're there through the thick and the thin.
Yeah.
You're there for everything.
Exactly.
Which is very different to Eric, who's told her already he's done with her. <She don't
laughs> want this. Oh my God. Yes. He has so many things. He's like, I'm over it. I'm done.
God.
Yeah. But he also has a lot more rules. That rule of like, you're there for me when I need you is not mm-hmm. really.
That's so vague.
It's so vague.
That's saying nothing.
That's a best friend also. Like,
right. That can be many people. Yeah.
Whoever.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Lord.
Oh, but, man.
Eric, I mean, honestly, kids is a deal breaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his deal breaker.
That's
period.
Okay. That's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So I feel for him, too, that they matched him with this woman who's very on the fence, and he's like, I'm 38, like I want kids, I should have had kids already, like, and I have to see her and like convince her to even want. This is just not a good match. I hate when they do this, just like matching people who are completely just not agreeable on fundamental things,
like, things.
So meanwhile, Eric is sitting with Dr. Pepper, and he again is talking about poor Rocky. He cannot leave this dog alone.
I mean, leave Rocky alone. Justice for Rocky. He's won, yo.
Puppy. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about how he needs to train Rocky, how he needs to train him. And Dr. Pepper, she crushed it with this one.
She did.
She said, what if Rocky was a child from a previous marriage and you were trying to assert your authority right away?
Yeah.
Like how you're doing right now. You got it. This thing takes time.
Yeah. You have to have a relationship with that child. You would have respect for that child's father, basically, is what she was trying to say. And Rocky has no father. Rocky has a mom.
He has Virginia.
Like, come on.
You cannot just stomp in here. I'm going to train him. It's like you need to ease in. And that's all that Virginia really needed is just some easing in.
Yep.
Because she's getting defensive because you're being so like handsy with it. I don't know. So that seemed to set off a light bulb for him, thankfully. He's like, oh, I never even looked at it that way. Now Eric's next concern, which is all of our concerns,
same.
Virginia just going out with her friends all the time and the amount that she drinks.
Drinking.
She drinks a lot. And Dr. Pepper tries to give him some like tools and like how to compromise and how to have that conversation, but they do talk about how they have a lot of like alcohol fueled blow ups. Most of their discussions or arguments are when she's drunk, they're both drunk,
or they're hungover
the next day, which is like, this is a marriage. We are not boyfriend and girlfriend in college the next day, like talking about our fight at the bar at the frat house. But that's what they're doing right now.
It is. He's dragging her back. to that place.
He's dragging her back. She lives in that place.
I know. You know what I'm saying, though? Because he's older than her. So she's like dragging him back to that mentality that, like, when you're done with it, you're done. You know? Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof. My God. So, yeah. Dr. Pepper, her advice, I don't know if this is going to work, but she says, you know, maybe you can propose not drinking for a while to help with you guys, like, help better your communications. And Eric was like, okay, girl.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper, girl, you are. you don't know who you're dealing with, but
you
sure.
You have no idea who you're dealing with. This girl makes mimosas on Monday morning. Like, getting her to stop drinking. Yeah, nah. So next we have Ryan and Clara. Ryan sits with Dr. Pepper, selling the whole story. Their marriage is all hunky-dory.
Oh, it's so perfect. It's so great. So you guys did a great job.
You couldn't even think of a single challenge that they were facing.
Nope.
Like, he didn't give her anything when she asked that question.
You know, he knows. He knows he don't want to have sex with her, but
He doesn't want to talk sex. That's the thing. The challenge is sex. He don't want to talk about it.
Nope.
So outside of that, everything's rosy.
Yeah.
So Dr. Pepper, she's like, all right, well, if you can't think of a challenge, I've been watching the footage and I have a challenge. So let's talk race and spirituality.
Yeah.
If you ain't going to bring it up, I am. And basically tells them, like, they need to keep talking about these things.
Yeah.
They're similar in that they're kind of brushing things under the rug. But that's a fundamental issue. Like, religion is very important to Ryan. He comes from two ministers. Clara seems to be very, like, I don't want to say she's anti-religion, but she's not.
She doesn't have nearly as strong feelings as he does, especially about going to church specifically. He's also very into, like, church culture, which is another thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Dr. Pepper's like, y'all just need to keep talking about it. Like, at least that. Like, and then she brings up sex. I see that you guys aren't having sex. How do you think that makes Clara feel? Ryan's like, you know, I should probably ask her more about that.
And that's where Ryan gets my Becky of the motherfucking week.
Girl. Right there.
So I can't, Ryan, now we know these people, right? We know the people who only show up perfect. You know those people. Your lives will get twisted up into lies real fast. And this is where you get twisted up in that lie. Because you are sitting here really saying everything's perfect. Everything's great. He expected that to be a 2-minute conversation. Did not prepare not one single, like, oh, we've talked about it off camera and this, that, and whatever. Nothing. Right. Nothing.
Not even that.
Nope.
I should probably ask her more about that. That's his way of kind of just, like, trying to dead the conversation.
Yes. Yep.
That's it. Jesus. So Dr. Pepper's like, yeah, it's probably a bigger elephant in the room than you know.
We don't want to show you this footage.
Homegirl ain't. Yeah, exactly. But you probably want to talk to her about it because it's not looking good. And then also just like the fact that he's saying that they haven't talked about it, which I feel like they probably are having conversations off camera and he just doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if it is true that he's literally not checking in with her at all about the sex thing and he just kind of put his foot down and they're done, that's like wild that he's not at all like checking in with her needs as a wife, her emotional needs, physical, like he just full on is like, we're not having sex and like moving on.
Until I'm ready.
Like, you good? You all right? Like, so I really hope that's not the case and that they are having some conversations off camera. I don't know. So Clara, she sits with Pastor Cal. Same thing. Our relationship's a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I can't believe it. This is the perfect husband I could have ever dreamed of.
Ever. Yes. Also, couldn't think of any challenges.
Yeah.
Like, they really went in like... Impact.
Yes.
We are not saying
this
shit.
Is what I'm saying. Yes. Like,
walk into their sessions.
Yep.
So Pastor Cal, he obviously presses and
he took off them glasses and was like, oh, really? Nothing, huh?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
God.
So Clara admits that she's in love with Ryan, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. like fully in love with him, but doesn't want to say it first to yeah. mess things up or mm-hmm. to scare him away or to, mm-hmm. you know, this, that, and the third. And Pastor Cal said it best. He said, no relationship could be a 10 out of 10 if you're afraid to communicate your true feelings to your partner.
Oh, what? My God. They didn't think these lies through.
They didn't think these lies through.
Oh, they lied. They sat down and lied to these people.
They didn't think this through. Yeah, I don't even know how that even makes sense in her brain. You're in love with him, but you don't want to say it to him because you might mess things up.
Yeah. What? Because she doesn't want to force him to say it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a mess. And then with sex, they replayed the footage of Clara hanging with the girls. Bitching him out.
Yeah.
Going in about Ryan and their whole sex situation. Mm-hmm. And then we learn, did we know this, that Ryan had dated women for months/years.
Years.
Where sex didn't happen. Years. Where they didn't have sex. Which I guess my assumption, he was with another girl from the church, real Christian, and they were on a sex before marriage type thing.
Path.
Path. But I mean,
that seems weird though, because
they set him with Clara.
Yeah.
I just don't understand their thought process on that. This is somebody who previously was on a no sex before marriage path and had been in serious relationships, not having sex with women, and that was his active choice.
Yeah.
And they set him up to get married to somebody who doesn't have that same belief.
Right.
Set.
Yes.
How was that going to be good for her?
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.